Today's daf is Bamsiya daf Memches. Bamsiya Memches. We left off Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to pick it up from the two dots in the middle of the page, from the two dots in the middle of the page. Ketzad Mashachim in a Paris, Lenasa Lemayas, and Yachlachas Beis. But the Mishnah may discuss that Mashicha on Paris affects the Kedi. If exchanging money for Paris, transferring the money from one to the other is not going to affect the Kenyan. Whereas doing Mashiach on the Paris, it does affect the Kenyan. We already spoke about this multiple times, but here is the home base. The Gemara now is going to get into the Kishkas of this Machlokes, says the Gemara. Dvar Torah, Amar Beichad. Dvar Torah, Mois, Kanes, Benat Torah, Mois is a Kenyan. So really, transferring the money should be a Kenyan. And I did transfer the money. The Paris, wherever they are, should belong to the buyer. Ma Amra Mashiach Kaina. Why they say Dafka Mashiach is Kaina and nothing else? Gezerah Shemalei is a gezerah that maybe the seller will tell the buyer, Nisrifichitecha Balia, your stuff, your product got burnt in the attic. Meaning, in the past we've explained this to mean that the seller has a bunch of product, some of it got destroyed, got burnt, and he can say, oh, the one I sold to you is what got burnt. It's actually more than that. The more is going to be very clear later, if you'll answer now, that it's even if this is the only product that the seller has. The concern is that if the seller still is responsible for it, if it belongs to him, he'll be meis nefesh to save it. But if once the money is transferred, once he receives the money, the product belongs to the buyer, and now if it gets damaged, he doesn't have to pay for his responsibility, he's not going to be meis nefesh to save it. And therefore, the buyer is not protected. And in order to protect the buyer, we say that the Kenyan only happens with Mashiach of the buyer, and now with Kesef. So now Torah Kesef works, but we're going to pause it until you have Mashiach of the buyer to protect the buyer. So that's Gemara. Gzeir Shem Nisvah Chetech Baliyah. Ask the Gemara, save Ma'ad Shade Dleika Ba'ish Lomei. Whoever set the fire, whoever's responsible for the fire, instead of having to pay the seller, I'll have to pay the buyer. But the buyer is going to get remunerated for this damage. So what's the problem? The Gemara says very simple. We're talking about a fire that happened naturally. It happened without any specific person at fault to pay for it. El Gzeir Shem Tipo Dleika Ba'inus. The Gzeir is maybe a fire will break out Ba'inus and the it will get damaged without a mazik chayv to pay, and here's what we just spoke out. Imuk b'sei b'shus, if you say it remains by the seller's b'shus, muster naf shev tarach matzel, he might never save it because he doesn't want to lose his money. He's going to put himself out to try to save it. If he lie, lemaster naf shev tarach matzel. But if you're not going to make him obligated, make it his responsibility, leave it as b'shus, he's not going to put himself out to save it, and he'll for sure get damaged. So that's why Bechlan saying the minatera is a kinyan. But Darbanan, they switched it from mice to mashicha. We pointed out yesterday they're trying to ask why are we switching it from mice to mashicha. Maybe just add mashicha. Why switch it from Kenyan Kesef to Kenyan Mashiach? Maybe just add Mashiach. So we point out a couple of Terutzim. One Terutz the Rishonim bring, Taisus, the Taisus a couple of different places. One Terutz the Rishonim bring, Taisus brings, is that you don't find two Kenyanim. You don't find you have to do two acts of Kenyanim to affect one Kenyan. We pointed out, we actually do, with the guy when we sell the Chametz, just because we had touched on the other day, the concept of Harama. And we spoke out that and from a technical point of view, we actually do a very strong Kenyan with the guy. We do, I asked Rabbi Kanner today, Rabbi Kanner Shlita, and he said he does five different Kenyanim. He does Kenyan Kesef, he has a Kenyan of Chatzar, he has a Kenyan of Chalipin, which is our sugi also, Kenyan Chalipin, he has a Kenyan of Stimtai, it's a handshake. I'm trying to remember what the last Kenyan was. I forgot the last Kenyan. I'm drawing a blank on it, but he does five different kinyanim with the guy. Okay, but the point is, you don't find that you need to do two kinyanim, two acts of kinyan for one kinyan, and therefore they switched it from kesef to mashicha, didn't add mashicha. Others answer even more lumdish that if you switch it to mashicha, then the seller is not protected, because if you say that you need a mashicha, then the If you need Mashiach and Kesef, so then let's say the buyer does Mashiach, it's by him, and the Kenyan's not finalized with that Mashiach, you still need to have the transfer of Kesef. Calls upon the buyer didn't give Kesef, if it gets damaged, he'll say to the seller, you know what, I changed my mind, take back your burnt stuff. So then you have the same problem the opposite way. So that wouldn't help if you still need both. And therefore they switched it from Kesef to Mashiach. Perfect. Okay. Says Marvish. Shakish argues in general and says that was always the din. It's not a new din. Gzeir Drabanan. Mashiach Mefresh B'Terah. Mashiach is Mefresh B'Terah. My time there, Shakish, what's the source? It's Mefresh B'Terah. That's the mode of Kenyan. And we're not switching him in a Terah from Kesef to Mashiach. Mashiach is the Taita Dika Kenyan. What's the reasoning for Shakish? Says the Gemara. My time is Shakish. Amakra. V'chisimkim mimkim la mesecha. Ekrim ha mesecha. The Pasuk says, if a person is makes a mecher to his friend, or he's kind of from his friend, and we darsh in the exhalation, that you kind of idea something transferring from hand to hand, which is a form of meshicha. The more is an answer Rabbi Yochanan does with Rabbi Shlakish's source, but the more never brought a source, how did Rabbi Yochanan know that kinyan kesa, kinyan mayis, is what's the source? So we had already Rashi yesterday, Mevavim Beis. I'm not sure if we actually pointed out during the shir. Rashi Mevavim Beis says, you learn it from the din of redeeming or buying out the dover of Hekdesh. The Pasuk says, Menasa Kesef Ekamlai, you give money to Hekdesh Ekamlai, and that becomes yours. So we see by Hekdesh Mice works, and once by Hekdesh Mice works, we learn from there, then in general, making a kinyan with Mice, it works. That's Rashi, source Mevavim Beis, in the medium sized lines in Rashi. Rashi says over there, he quotes this to the Pasuk, Sh'amar Torah, when it's learned out, if I'm Hekdesh, like it says, Menasa Kesef Ekamlai. However, others should have bothered. That's Hekdesh. Since when are you able to learn Hekdesh, regular Kinyanim? And therefore, the Rabbi Nechana learns, right here by us, on Mem Zayin Beis, Rabbi Nechana says, you learn from Eved. Just like Eved has a Kinyan Kesef, so too, regular stam items, Kavachimer. If you could be kind of Eved with Kesef, certainly you could be kind of regular items, regular, you know, products with Metaltlin with Kesef. And then you have Ramban. And Rashba says it's a Svara. It's a Svara. And we're calling it Dvar Torah, Maris Kahn, it's a Svara, and it's Din Torah. And we point out many times in the past, something which is just logical, has a strength of a Deraisa. It's like a Deraisa. If it's just logical, that's how it should be, then it's considered Deraisa. That's what Rebbe Chaim is saying. Dvar Torah, logically, there should be Kenyan Mayas. However, Chamul Geizer shouldn't be, but we still, that'll be considered a Kenyan Torah as well. It's interesting to note, I think it's a Heidegger, Rashivas point out that the Lashon of Yerba Yassas is Dvar Torah Mayis Kainas. All over, some of the examples we brought about Eved being Nikta B'Kesef, he spoke about Isha being Nikta B'Kesef. The Lashon over there is Kesef, it works by Kesef. It doesn't say Mayis. Is there a distinction between Kesef and Mayis? Perhaps there is, just to give an idea of what that distinction could be. Perhaps there is that there's a concept of doing a transaction, a kinyan. So you're doing like an act of kinyan. Chazaka, demonstrating ownership is an act of kinyan. Shtar can affect the kinyan. Chalipin can affect the kinyan. In many of those cases, your act of chazaka, shtar, chalipin, is not a monetary exchange, not a value exchange. You're not exchanging value for value. Chalipin could be bartering value for value. So not always is it just a token kinyan. But if you're doing a siddur, it's usually just a token kinyan, using a pen or a kerchief. It's a token kinyan. It's not a value. The value will be paid in some other form. Some time later, it's agreed upon, there will be a value paid. But the kinyan is not working with a value exchange. It's working with a maisa kinyan. So it could be the chalipin between mais and kesef is that the word kesef is just mashma. That's a kinyan of kesef. Use kesef. You're using a money to make a kinyan, but it's not necessarily representative of the value. For example, Isha's Nikla B'Kesef, how much? Shavapruta. We know Pachas Shavapruta, Le Maknaf Shah. But does that mean when you're cutting off her Pruta, she's worth a Pruta? No, you're not. That's not the amount of money she's worth. It's just a method of kinyan. It has to be a dover which has some sort of chashivas, some minimum status of chashivas, and therefore, to be called kesef, it needs to be a pruta. Therefore, it works with the pruta. She wouldn't be agreed to do less than a pruta, like we said, but still not her value. So it could be kesef represents the kinyan of the act of kesef, we're just using kesef, whereas mice maybe represents taka value exchange, is a dafka, but it's exact value. M'chair not, but maybe that's a chiluk. Again, maybe we'll spend more time on that in the future. Okay, so that's the Gemara now. Reish Lakish held that Dvar Torah, it's Mashiach. The Kenyan is Mashiach, not Mayas. Even Dvar Torah from Eikon and Miyam Mesecha. What is Bechon doing with Reish Lakish? The Pasuk. The Bechon of Reichon will say, Miyad the Mythic Karkat, let's band. The Pasuk is talking about Aina, the Israel of Aina, Vishtus. And it's telling you, Miyam Mesecha, something which goes, Miyad Liyad has Aina, as opposed to Karkat, which doesn't have a din of Aina. Now, what does that mean, Karkat? I'm going to have to move faster. I know we're going to fall behind. But what does it mean, Karkat doesn't have a din of Aina? So what that means is, Rashi essentially says, Big Chiddush, Rashi learns it basically has the same din of Aina like Metaltlin. And what are those dinim? Let's remind ourselves, by Metaltlin, if you buy a Dover Metaltlin, if there's a market price for it, and the seller charges more than the market price, it's considered Aina up to a sixth more. It just is the deal is still kayim, and you don't even return the extras. If it's a sixth exactly, the deal is kayim, but you got to return that spread, that 16% extra they charged, he's got to return that. And if it's more than a sixth, it's mekach batel. That's the din by metaltlin. What are we saying over here? What about karka? We're saying karka less boina. So Rashi learns, avada, the halach is going to be the same in the case where there is less than a sixth, less than 16% off. The halach is the mekach is kayim, for sure. Karka was saying, ein boina. Buy more than a sixth off, overcharge, Rashi holds that by karka, it would be chayzer. Even by karka, it's chayzer. So what does it mean? There's no ayna by karka. What that means is, when it's exactly a sixth, in the last case, by metaltlum, he said, you the Mekach is Kayim, but you return the difference. By Karka, you don't return the difference. The Mekach is Kayim, you return the difference. So basically, we lump together a sixth with a little less than a sixth. The same as living a little less than a sixth. But more than a sixth stays the same. So according to Rashi, the difference between Karka and Metatlan is very small. It's just when it's exactly a sixth. That's the whole difference between Karka and Metatlan. Other Rishonim argue. You have Rambam with the opposite on the spectrum. Rambam says that Ain't I know, but Karis means literally. There's no way, no. No matter how much you overcharge, you can overcharge by double and triple. It doesn't make a difference. No way, no. By Karka, every piece of land is unique, has its own value, its own scenario, own location, right? No way, no, but Karka. That's Rambam's understanding. Taisus is somewhere in between. Taisus knows that the standard or no, you don't have. But if you double the price, then already have enough. If you double the price, then you already have enough. Ramban agrees that everyone agrees. Ramban, I should say, explains that everyone agrees that Isra Eina applies. Meaning even by Karka. Meaning even Rambam. There is an Isra by Karka. The whole machlokes is whether the deal is undone. It's also to take advantage of your friend and to gouge him into a price that's higher than the market. That applies even by Karka. Nervus, is there a din to return it? That's what we're saying doesn't apply by Karka. But everything else still applies. Azayzak, the Ramban, the Mekesef explains further to explain Rambam why nothing gets returned. That Kesef is... Karka is worth all Kesef, meaning kind of like we were talking about, because Karka, every piece of Karka is unique, what you could do with the land, how what the location is, every single piece of Karka is on its own, so you could justify any pricing usually for Karka, different pricing or vastly different pricing for Karka, which seems to be similar but it's really different, and therefore there is no real correct price per se on Karka. Okay, says the Gemara. Fish Lakish, how does he know about the din of Eina? There's no Eina by Karka. Let's finish the Shakataya. Fish Lakish, how does he know about the din of Eina by Karka? Could have stopped there. Could have said you're right about the Eina. Now you know we're talking about Miyad. And I'll tell you. Fine. Aikana, what's the Aikana? Shmamel Mashiach. Aikana tell me a separate din. That Aikana Miyad Mashiach tell me also there's a din of Mashiach. That any Mashiach, we're talking about for Kenyan Metalton, Tafkai de Mashiach, and I de Kesef. Rabbi Eichanan, what is it with Aikana? Aikana Mavadle. If I look at that, he's a flying Baisa. Chisimka Mimkar Altainu, English is Salakech, Sada Mechim Menayin. This is something that most people aren't so aware of. I only know that if the seller rips off the buyer, he has to give back, you have the dinar Eina. What about the other way? What if it's the opposite direction? Nisana Mech, what if the buyer, gets a too good of a deal off the seller? How applies there? Tam Lamer, Aikana Al Tainu, goes both directions. Fish Lakish, how does he know both those? Tartikam Vinay. He learns out both dinim. We explain, but from the word Aikana, we learn next to the word Miyad. We learn that we're talking about something which is Pinikna Miyad, which is a Mashiach. And from the fact that it says Aikana Bechlal, that's telling me that it works in both directions. Both the buyer and the seller have a din of Eina. And the fact that it has placement, like we just said, close to Miyad, that tells me that there's a din, we're talking over here about a din of a Kenyan of Mashiach. The Gemara is going to be raised now to Rabbi Eichon against Rish Lakish. We raise both ways, but the first one we write to Rabbi Eichon against Rish Lakish. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, whoever's holding the money, he has the upper hand, meaning he can go back on the deal, or you can say, "I'll give you back your money and no deal," or you can keep the money and say, "I don't let you renege." So it's the meicher that can go back clearly, and the lekeich cannot go back. That's essentially what Rabbi Shimon is saying. Now, Zachat Gemara, Yamar Bishlam Meis Kainis Bishlam. If you hold that Meis is a Kenyan like a Bechon holds, and the Mashiach was a rabbinic gezera, so it's very good. Because the logic is that since Minatayra, the mice is a Kenyan, but we are making zero double to protect the buyer, so it would be understandable to have a situation where the meicher can renege or choose not to renege, but it's up to him. And Lekeach doesn't have any power because once he gave the mice, the deal is done. Minatayra. So until you have Mashiach, what's Rabbi Shimon saying? What's Rabbi Shimon saying that the Yad Bala, the Kesef Al Yaina, if there's no Mashiach done, everyone should be able to be reneg. There's no Kenyan Min HaTorah, according to Reish Lakish. Very, very big terrors. Reish Lakish is saying, you're right, my whole opinion only fits in the Rabbanan, which is the primary sheet, it's Rabbanan. Reish Lakish is saying, my opinion that we say the Kenyanim of Kesef don't work Midaraisa, it's only Midarabanan, but it's Mashiach that works Midaraisa, Mashiach is the king Midaraisa, that opinion only fits in the Rabbanan. And Echami Korot of Shimon, Reb Shimon has to hold that Mois is a king of Midaraisa, so Rabbi Yechon would be right in Reb Shimon, I'm going in the Rabbanan. And that's going to come up again later in this daf. Says the Gemara, Pishlam Reish Lakish, Hanidikabim Shil Rabbanon. Now the word goes the other way. According to Reish Lakish, now we understand the Machlaikis, Pershim Rabbanon. Makes a lot of sense. Haguf is the Machlaikis, Pershim holds Midvartara Mais Kindness. And the Chum, according to Reish Lakish, are saying, you don't say Dvartara Mais Kindness, only Mashicha. What's the point of machlokes between them? The Gemara says, here's the machlokes. Rav Chisda, the Rav Chisda, there's tikkun mashicha meichrin, kach tikkun mashicha belekuchas. The Rav Chisda says, just like they were masakin, they were masakin, that by sellers, the sellers let it go back on the deal, even after getting the money, until there's a mashicha, he can go back on the deal. Right, because by saying Moses isn't kaina until Mashiach, so the seller now, which really shouldn't have had a right to be chayzer, once he takes the money, he now can yes be chayzer. So just like that way, the other direction as well. Tachtiku Mashiach b'lekuchas, the masak Mashiach b'lekuchas, meaning they have a masak Mashiach for the buyers, that a buyer can go back until he does Mashiach. I'm saying Rav Shimon, lesser of chizda, Rabbanan lesser of chizda. This dinner of chizda, that it goes both ways, it only applies according to Rabbanan, it doesn't apply according to Rav Shimon. So Rabbi Yechanan will say, everyone agrees that Ma'atarik Ma'is is a Kenyan, but whether we made exer, whether it still goes both ways, and till Mashicha, the buyer can be chizda as well, is only the opinion of the Chachamim, hold like Rav Chizda, according to Rav Shimon, he'll argue on Rav Chizda's din, and that'll be the point of contention. Tanan. Meaning, the buyer does not have the ability to be chayzer. Rather, like Rav Shimon says, only the seller who's holding the money has the ability to be chayzer. Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah coming, this is a Mishnah we had, sorry, we had this Mishnah three days ago, right at the beginning of the parak. Av Amru Mishapara Midar Mabu. We said in the Mishnah that you could be chayzer, even if the money's given, you could be chayzer because the money doesn't cement the kinyan, but there's still a Mishapara. It's a Mishapara, it's a curse for one who reneges on a deal that was made. And what's the lashon we say in the Mishnah? Av Amru, Misha Par Midar Mabel, he who took vengeance from the Dar Mabel, who us said, we actually said Dar Flag as well over there, who us the Par Misha Eino Ema Bidiburi, he's going to take exact retribution on the one who's not Ema Bidiburi, who makes an agreement to sell, takes money, and then reneges on the deal. Yeah, Bisham Mais Kainais, there's a right to Bechanan. Bisham if Mais is Kainais. So you could say, Kash Baruch Hu is going to exact retribution because Mel Terry, there was a Kenyan here, and you were negging. Therefore, you have this Aval, you have this curse. And the Amit Mais, and the Kash Vomais is not Kaina. Am I Kabavo? Why are you Baval? The whole din is Lachari. All we're talking about is we're in the realm of rabbinic Lachari. There's no Mel Terry, it's not even a Kenyan Bechal. And Mel Terry, you need all you have was Kesef. So why would he even be Baval for being Chaser? Why is that curse? Answer the mark, because the bottom line is he still gave a verbal agreement. Without a Kenyan, you have at least Devarim, Shin Devarim. The words, Devarim, you have a Avol. Are words alone enough to subject him to the Avol, to the curse? By time, the top of Memchas Benal, for Shimon Eimer. Alpha Bisham Talos Kain, even though he said, a Talos Kain of Dina Zav. We said that a Talos, we have this ready in our Mishnah, this idea, right at the beginning of our Perek. Even though we said that when you exchange a Talos for a dinar zav, so dinar zav is the currency, and the talos is the peri, and therefore the mashicha of the talos makes it that the dinar zav belongs now to the seller. The ain't dinar zav kana talos, but the other way not, the seller taking the dinar zav does not acquire the talos for the buyer. Mekamakam kach halacha, however, mekamakam, this is the halacha. Meaning what? The Gemara is going to explain, it, even though the money doesn't affect the kinyan, it kind of does affect the kinyan because of the following. Avalamru Misha Par Manchad Armam, Mancha Darfog, Mancha Justoyam Amir, Mitzrayim, notice over here, Biyam, notice over here we have four different examples of Misha Paras. Dar Mabel, Dar Flaga, Anshi Stoyam Amira, and Mitzrayim Biyam at the sea. So at the Kosh Baruch Hu, who exacts retribution for all of them, who asked the Parmesha and Ibibur, someone who's not Ibibur, and one who buys and sells words alone without a Misa of Kenyan or without a Kesef even, Laikana, Vachais Bein Rucham Nechamenu. It's, there's no kinyan with that, the words alone. And one is chayzer, ein rucham nechem enechem, aren't happy with such a person. Anu ein lanu ela ein rucham nechem enu. All you have is ein rucham nechem enechem, aren't happy with such a person, but no mishapara. You don't get the curse. You see very clearly, words alone doesn't warrant a mishapara. Only words with a kinyan. So our question is, Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that mais is kindness is something, that's why it leads to mishapara. However, if you're like Reish Lakish, that mais is kindness, only mishich is kaina, and all you do is mais. So why is it Mishapar B'chlal? Because it's Dvarim, the words alone are nothing, says Gemara. Devar Vikar Badayamai is Koyim Alva. You're right. It's a combination. It's not the Kenyan alone, because Kenyan Kesef is not a Kenyan Medraisa, but doing an act of transferring money together with the words of a verbal agreement to a Kenyan, that combination, Devar Vikar Badayamai is Koyim Alva, that creates an Aval, that creates the Misha Parah, Devar Vikar Badayamai is Koyim Aval, but words with, even if you have words without the Mois, and the Chami, you can see that Braisa, that would not warrant a Misha Parah. Now, before we get to the next riot, we're going to be, Rav is going to be a riot, two Reish Lakish now. Just before we get there, just on this last riot, 2 points. First of all, it's with the week of Pesach, we're less than a week to the Seder, so we can't pass over the Gemara about Misha Parah from Mitzrayim without asking the famous question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that Klal Yisrael, but the Brisbane of Zarm, is going to go into a land that doesn't belong to them, and they'll be there for a couple hundred years. That's what they're going to be. So, what's the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid back Mitzrayim? There's some Hashem saying over here on the page that HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid back Mitzrayim, who kept the Klal Yisrael as slaves for undue amount of time. But the Pesukim actually say they're supposed to be there even longer. Pesukim say they're going to be there for all this time. So why are they being punished for something that was destined to happen, so to speak, preordained, and more, and they were doing what was supposed to be done? So the Rishonim, Ramban asked the question, Rambam asked the question. So Rambam answers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said which nation is going to carry it out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there's going to be a nation that carries it out. He didn't say which one. And therefore, the fact that Mitzrayim chose to carry it out, they're punished. They didn't have to choose to do it. They chose to do it, therefore they're punished. That's called Bechira. They chose to do it. It wasn't just preordained. They chose to be the ones to do it. It was going to happen, but not necessarily with them. They chose it, that they suffered the punishment. That's the Rambam's approach. Ramban takes issue and says, I don't understand. If you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to be done, isn't it a mile to run and jump and go do it? We speak about, so highly of the frogs that jumped into the ovens and jumped to do the Ratzon Hashem. If the Ratzon Hashem was the Klal Yisrael, should be subjugated to Avodah for Arba Me'ah Shana, then Mitzrayim jumping to do it, but still should be a Maila. So what do you mean? There was no name attached to the Gzeira, and they chose to be the name. Why is there a problem choosing to be the name to fulfill the desire and the will of Hashem? So Ramban therefore answers that the issue was they worked the Avodah Perach. Actually, we got out 190 years earlier because of the immense level of the servitude, because it was so rough, so difficult. They tormented us, and they tortured us, and therefore we got out 190 years earlier, right? That's the Kishif, as the Kates. So out of the 400, we only served Redu 210. So The idea is that since they worked us so hard, that they weren't entitled to, and that's what they're being punished for. That is the Ramban Stein. The Senechami, the general concept, maybe they wouldn't be punished for, but working us so hard, for that they were punished. Kesmas defends the Ramban, but just the one of the eights brought in the Achorinim. I forgot, maybe Eitz Yosef, one of the wants to say a suggestion that it's not a Kasha B'chlal. Why? Because the Pasuk of says that whoever, there's going to be a nation that Kali is going to serve for 400 years. So if you're going with the Pesukim, you can't say it's not fear of getting punished. That was part of the deal. If they're just carrying out the will of Hashem on the deal part of working Kali Israel, well, they have to know Kali is going to leave Rechush Gadol, and I'm going to judge that nation. That was all part of the same deal. And therefore, it wouldn't be a Taina B'chlal. That's one of the other Mefarshim answer. One other point on this is, Archaner Sukkadaf Nunbeis points out, very interesting, that the example of the four places that Kashmir carried out retribution were Mabel, Dar Flaga, the Stayim and Amira, and Mitzrayim. It's interesting, it says Mitzrayim by Yam, and we're actually not going to focus on the Yam part, and Mitzrayim. So it says the Aruch Haner that we know the world exists together with the four basic concepts of the world that helps the world exist. Fire, water, earth, and wind. Fire, water, earth, and wind. And he explains that these four retributions, they corresponded. Mabel, of course, is water. The Dar Flaga was wind, Sedaim was fire, Gafris Melech, and Mitzrayim was earth, like the chariots start to sink into the earth, and even when they fell into the Yam, they sunk down to the bottom of the Yam, into the earth, so that's considered, represents earth, so that's the four different powers being represented, the Kadosh Baruch Hu showing Baila, so to speak, by giving retribution through media punishment, through these four different integral parts of the Velt, showing his dominion over the world. Okay, I'm Rava. Rava's going to be right to Rosh Lakish, what's the Eker Kimei HaTorah? Mashiach. This is the pasuk which discusses the concept of a person swearing falsely about possessing his friend's item, and he lied, and he's got to bring a carbon asham gezelus. Means a carbon asham gezelus. He pays as to pay back now the value of pasachaymish, and bring the asham gezelus. Now, the pasuk says bekichesh by misa. The Gemara is going to elaborate actually. He denies by his friend, Pekadon, that's the obvious one. Shumas Yad, let's go on the Gemara. Shumas Yad, Rabbechizda, Kanshichle, Klilavasei. So what is the case of Shumas Yad? Where the friend was meyachet to him. The friend designated the loiva, designated a mashkin to pay back the alva, and then when the malva comes to collect, and he says, give me back the mashkin, which you designate for me, the levy swears falsely, he doesn't have it, which is a denial of the mashkin. Ashak is similar when it wages are owed for a worker, and he didn't pay him, and he designated a mashkin. It's where he designated a kli lashkin. So Rashi and Tosfos Balon over here, that these my numbers, Vidr, Chizda, what they're explaining over here, Chizda over here, is explaining that the din of Ashim Gzelis only applies by a denial of like a pekudin-like item, of like a pekudin type of story. And therefore, the case of a loan, in the case of a owed wages, is just owed money. It's a denial of owed money, but it's not a pekudin. So we had to say, it's talking about a case where there was a mashkin here, and that's the din. There was, you know, some sort of mashkin designated for the payment of the wages, or the payment of the loan, and that's the din. And they only have Ashim Gzelis such a case. Other mefarshim argue, Arash Taisa, and say, no, our Gemara is clearly in that way. Rav Chizda in that way, and that fits well into our Shaka Vitaya, because we're going to discuss whether you have Mashiach on item or not. But the point is, not every Gemara in Shas has to agree with this. There are cases where there was no physical item that was given as a bekadan or some sort of mashkin for the debt, and still the din of Ashim Gzelis of a denial could still we still find also it does apply. So not everyone agrees to, let's say, this din that we're saying in our Gemara. But again, for our purposes, we're going to write to Reish Lakish that we see Mashiach is what's needed for Kenyan. Let's see, where's the Raya? Kihadri Kraksiv, when the pasuk repeats all these scenarios about being chayev the carbon Ashim, when a person will do an avera and will be guilty, Heishav is Gzelis, she got to return the Gzelis stole. So Gzelis clearly is the case we have a physical item. Oh yes, Aishikash Ashak, or the wages he withheld, or the Bekadin that was deposited with him that he lost, or that he denied having, and then he finds it. Vilu, and the repetition, it didn't bring Shumas Yad, the case of loan. Adre didn't repeat it. My time, because by the loan, even if the fellow designated a mashkin, there was a Mashiach done by the Malva, and therefore, if Mashiach was done, he's not kain. If he's not kain, it wouldn't be considered a proper denial of an item that belonged to the Malva, and that's why. So we see in Mashiach, that's right to Reish Lakish. Amar, the popular Rav says, Rava, what do you mean? How do you understand Aishik? Amen, Aishik, good Adam, Kra. Actually, he first asks that maybe the Pasuk is learning it from the fact, that it says Aishik, meaning the fact that it says Aishik, which is the same idea. Aishik as well is wages that were owed, so there was no pekadin there until you set aside a mashkin, and that must be the pekadin. That's the physical item we have to make a mashiach and make inyan. So we said aishik. So aishik means what din? Milv shem ziyad. Gemara says ach meskinan kain shenolim mimenu v'chazav v'kidatzlay. The case by aishik was where the employees took a payment, meaning just like aishik, There was no pekud in there, and still it applies. So too it applies by loan as well, even though it wasn't mentioned in the pasuk. The Gemara says no, because Aisha could be a case where he did designate like a item for payment, for collateral, for either, instead of money, until he pays money. And then he took it back, which is, or he gave it to them as a payment, and they gave it back to him, told. So it's like a pekudin. Says, Gemara, nu hayne pekudin. Gemara says, you're right, trey got a pekudin. You're right. There's two cases of pekudin. There's a classic pekudin where a guy deposited with his friend, and there's a pekudin that was only given in the first place to be kind of a placeholder for a payment that's owed. By the way, we didn't see the case of Shem Yishad. Ask the Gemara, why not? Yach Shem Yishad Nami, Ladve. Why the Torah repeats Shem Yishad and say the same story? But look, again, it's like where he took from him this item that was designated for a payment, the mashkin. And then the lender took it and gave it back to them. They gave it back to Leiva as a pekudin. And then Leiva is denying it, which is a classic case of denying the pekudin, which really, there's a kinyan to the malva. You're right. If the pasuk would have repeated Yishum Yishad again, I wouldn't have a raya to Reish Lakish. I wouldn't have a kasha on Reish Lakish. We would have no proof as to what the Torah's kinyan midraisa is. Now, hashla hadre kura masayli. But now the pasuk didn't repeat it. We'll say, talking about a case, there was no mashkin done back and forth to the kinyan, and that's good for the problem because Mashiach is needed for kinyan, mice not a kinyan, you need Mashiach for kinyan. By the way, to be clear, if mice is a kinyan, simply the loan that the malva gave the leva is like the mice, and if the leva is a mashkin that the malva has rights to, he'll automatically give the rights to that mashkin through giving the mice. Only according to Reish Lakish that you need the Mashiach to be a kinyan to have a raya, and that's why we're not talking about, that's why the pasuk left it out, because you didn't have a Mashiach on the mashkin, the malva never was Mashiach, and therefore he's not entitled to it, so that's a raya too. A riot to Reish Lakish. Says Mara,
with Shum's Yad lehadrikra. But is that so? Your whole assumption that the pasuk doesn't repeat Shum's Yad does. For a time with the Rabbis of Shem and Nayin Litan is Amar Lamalamata. How you not to apply that which is said above to the section below? Tichsiv Aymikol Ashishava Olav Ashagar. From Nachmar Amar Rabavua Amar Rav. What does that mean? Le Rabbis to Shum's Yad Lishavan. That comes to include that Shum's Yad also has a din of returning it. So we see that there's a chiv to return the base amount, the karen plus the fifth, and we're applying that which said above to the nishumas yad as well. So maybe the guy this over here, Gemara says same story. Gemara says no. The pasuk didn't explicitly repeat nishumas yad when it repeated all the other types of Asham Zela scenarios, it didn't repeat the Shumas Yad. And why was left out? Yes, later on we marbit back for the din of Karim HaChemish. But why was left out of this line, that point in the Psukim, why was left out? The answer is, it was left out because it was missing a Mashiach, and you need Mashiach for a Kenyan, and it's a right Teresh Lakish. That's the Pasuk is right Teresh Lakish. What's the right Teresh Lakish from me? Braisa, says more Masisan. Masisa Masnita Menolan. What's that from Baisa? Talking about the Baisa. Nuslabalan Labalan. We're talking here about Dine Meila. So if a guy gave money of Hektish to the Balan, to the bathhouse attendant. So yeah, even though he hasn't even bathed yet, the second he gave the money, he earned a right to go bathe based on that money. And because that money bought him a right, so the guy who spent the money was over on Mila. Did it by mistake, it doesn't matter. He's over on Mila the second he gives it to the Balan, even before he uses the Merchatz. From a Rav, Dafka Balan Hudulay Mechas Mashicha. So Rav says, Dafka by case of a bathhouse, where you pay money and now you have a right to use the Merchatz and there's no Mashicha needed. There's not being kind an item. You mean kind of right to use the merchatz, and therefore we say that's enough to make him over on me'ila. Aval midachuita the mechatz mashicha. But if you're buying something which requires mashicha over there, lema the mashicha. You wouldn't be chayav me'ila until the mashicha. But Tanya, I we learned the baisa nusla about the sapper. That's a, for that right away. You see the mashicha like Rish Lakish. But the Mar says, by the time we learned the baisa nusla sapper mal. If one gave the mice effectish to the barber, he's over me'ila right away. And I, what can you? That's also it's like a service. So what can you do there? The Mark explains it was a key needs to do. The sapper by the mimshich tesparis. In order to lock in your deal with the barber, the customer would make a meshicha on the scissors. These days we don't do that, but you have to make a meshicha on the scissors. And if there's no meshicha on the scissors, he just gave the money. So we see that the money is enough even when there is something to do with act of meshicha on. So that would be shver on this assumption. And where it says no, hacham ayiskinan. What's the case over there? Yudas favorite teretz. What are we talking about? Sapper nachi by guy. We agree. The law of our Mashiach is not by Mashiach. Mice is a king. Yimir Shakash agrees by a guy. Mice is a king. Yimir Shakash whole chiddush was that by a yid, also you need Mashiach. But by a guy, he agrees that money is a king. So simply giving the money to the guy Shabbar is enough. And the Mara shows this is not Sama Techa Teretz. We have to make this distinction elsewhere as well. Says the Gemara. Tanya Mayachi, the price is to back up this distinction. Nosso Sapa le Sapan, if one gives money of Hektish to a barber, where Sapan is like the sailor, the captain of the boat, or to any really tradesman, any craftsman, for a service that he wants, lema the mashach, he's not over mila until there's a mashicha. He has to be mashach, like by the barber, the scissors, by the craftsman, whatever tool he uses. Now, we have a stira, kashna dadi. We just said the price of the amayel right away, even before the mashicha on the barber's scissors. And he was saying there's mila only when you mashach. When it's a Yiddish barber, captain, or tradesman over there, you have to mashicha. Whereas when it's a guy, mice long is enough, and you don't need to do mashicha, because when it comes to a guy, the kinyan of mice is sufficient. It's only by Yid where we say you have the kinyan of mashicha. Now, according to Rishakish, we have a kinyan of mashicha. According to Rabbi Yechon, even a Yid, but not Teres, kinyan mice, but in Dabbat we say mashicha. Now, of course, we can't mention the case of getting a haircut from a geisha barber and not mention our favorite trivia question. There's two things in Shulchan Aruch that are brought that are usher to do. But when you do them together, they're mutter. Opposite of basa v'chalav. Everyone's mind jumps to basa v'chalav. Basa v'chalav are two things that are individually mutter, heter, and when they're put together, they create a davar iser. There's the opposite. There's two things that are inherently usher and became mutter together. What is that? One is not allowed to take a haircut from a guy because there's a concern. And maybe today, they say halakha today is different because there's a civil society and there's major punishments for murder and murdering, especially in a retail store in a public place, is extremely unlikely. And there's fear of court systems and everything, and therefore not much of a gezeira. Back in the day, there was a gezeira, there was an iser to get a haircut by a guy holding a sharp apparatus near a person's head. It's very dangerous. Scared what he may do to the yid. However, there's a leniency. What's that? If there's a mirror present so you can watch what the guy's doing, then it's mutter. A man can't look in the mirror, right? You have to know exactly what that gather of the halach is. There's yeshivas say they have mirrors up all over. But the point is, that the man is not supposed to just typically look at a mirror for grooming, that would be an iser of leisulbish. And we say that those two things together, Shulchan Aruch itself brings, that a haircut by going in front of a mirror, that's okay. So two things that answer become put together. Okay, so we have to hurry up. Chinam Rav Nachman, Dvar Torah, Mois, Kadosh Rav Nachman, sides with, now we've gone with Shulchan Aruch, a bunch of lines, now we're jumping back to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman sides with Rav Nachman and says, Dvar Torah, Mois, Kadosh, Minat Torah, Mois is a Kenyan, Mois is a Kenyan. Ubat Klev Masis of Ashkan Levi was Baidik in the Braises, and he found the following Braisa. Natal Sita Lamal, if one gave a hektish to the wholesaler, Nasan Lissit, I should say. So the retail buyer, he buys from the wholesaler, he puts down a down payment, and then he goes and sells the wares, and then pays the rest. It's like on consignment. He pays the rest from, pays back the rest from his profits, from his sales. So if Nasan Sita Lamal, if he used the coin of hektish to the wholesaler, halachas, he's more right away. So why is he more right away? It sounds like even before doing a mishicha and all the product, he's mile. L'chari, that's a raya. That mice loan is enough of a kinyan. It's a raya to Rebekah. And the more answers, top of our base, remember, we have a four. We mentioned this can come up again. Resh Lakish agrees that Hashem is not like him. Resh Lakish is saying, my din that mishicha is kind of mandatory, it's mishicha is getting not kesef, was only said in the Rabbanan. Reb Shimon wouldn't say that. And that price, that seems the opposite. Well, the author of that price could be Reb Shimon. And it's not fair. We said, Av Amru Mishapara. We said, there's a Mishapara for one who, Akash Baruch Hu, should get retribution for one who agreed to a Kenyan, took mice, and that wants to renege on the deal. Itmar. When we say this is Mishapara, this curse, who's issuing it? Abai Amar. We simply notify him about the curse if he reneges, but we don't give him the actual curse. Rav Amar like Dinle. Rav says, no, we give him the curse. We curse him ourselves. Abai Amar Yudim Dinle. Abai says, we, Maidim Dachsila Pas says, but we don't give the curse ourselves because the Pas of Nasi Amchale Sar. There's an Isser. Nasi Bamcha shouldn't give a curse. In general, the Chavim, the leaders, people in general, there's Isser to give a curse, and therefore, we learn from this that you know that it's not just Rashi says that, I'm sorry, the Rush brings from the Gemara Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Vav, that just like there's Isser for a Nasi to curse another Yid, there's Isser for a regular person to curse another Yid, and therefore we can't issue the curse. That's Abaye Shita. Rav Amar Latinle, why famous Rashi Chsiv Ba'amcha Nasi Ba'amcha Lesar Ba'isa Ma'isa Amcha Daf, when he acts in a way befitting of your Amcha, if he's acting in a way that's not befitting of the Amcha, such as doing Misha, reneging on deals, then he is subject to a curse and we are able to curse him. It's interesting, Rav is saying you give the curse, we give the curse ourselves, Abai says we don't give the curse. It's interesting to note that throughout Shas, the Amir, we've pointed this out in the past, the Amir that you most likely find in an argument in the Gemara when he's upset about another Amir's opinion, he'll say a lashon of, the Gemara will be a lashon of light ala Abaye, from Abaye. That doesn't mean Imam is cursed. He cursed him, but the Chayyim is not cursed the person of Amram Pshat. But light ala Abaye, Abaye would curse. It's interesting that Abaye over here is the one that's more protective over not being over Nasib Amchal Yisar, of saying we give the curse. Rather, the curse, we just notify him about the curse that comes from Shemayim, and Rav is one saying we give the curse. It's Abaye that always, if I'm not mistaken, we have a lashon of light from Abaye. Not a kasha, just an interesting thing to point out. Am Rava, how do I know that we give the curse? He gave money, or people gave him money to buy salt from him, and he went to renege on the deal. Why? Because of Yakar Milcha, the price of salt went up. So before he delivered the goods, the price of salt went up in value, and he wanted to sell it to someone else at a higher price. Also, made the Rebbe Yechani gave it to Berichon. Amalei Berichon says, "Zilhavlu, give it to the ones you made up to give it to. Be like Kabel Ech Mishapara. If not, be Mekabel and Mishapara." Now, Rava says the follows: if you say that we don't issue the curse, we simply are notifying about the curse. Rav Chiya Bar Yosi Bar Yudhi, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef needs to be notified. He's a tremendous Talmid Chacham. He knows our sugya. He knows the Gemaras. He knows about the Mishapara. So obviously, it's not about notifying. It's actually about the cursing. He himself is Talmid Chacham. So it must be that what Rabbi Yechon was telling him is, we're going to have to curse you. That's right. Like Rav is saying, Rav is right himself, that we, the Chacham, issue the curse. V'alamai, mercy one second. And according to Rava, we issue the curse, new. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, if he knows about it, if he knows that Mishapara warrants a curse, and he knows he's reneging on the deal, then why was he going to the Chamim? Was he going to go fetch his curse? What's going on over here? Obviously not. Ella, there must be something he didn't know, and that's what's going on over here. Ella, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, a Ravanu Diavle. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef never got full payment. He got a down payment. He was given 10% down payment on a certain, on an order of salt. And his shaila was, who savar connect dukaina? He thought, okay, the down payment really gets them a kenyan, connected the amount of money, and that could be shapar on that money, but connected the rest of the deal, I don't have to honor it. And they didn't pay for it anyway, and therefore I can reneg. And Rechon says to him, no, since that your deal was this down payment for the whole amount, you have to honor the whole amount, and honoring the whole amount would be subject you to a mishapara. So that's taka a new din. Even though Rabbi Chaim was a bit of a chacham, that was the nekuda over here. If it was deposit, how much is part of the mishapara? Is the whole amount, the whole deal, or just the part that corresponds to the eruvin? And that's what Rabbi Yechiel was notifying him. And therefore, we're falling off. We're saying it's not a riot to Rava because it was maybe a whole different conversation there. Says the Gemara, Itma, mean they were notifying Bechal that there was a curse in his case, that yes, there's a curse, whether it's from Shemayim or from him, or from the Chamim, wasn't part of that story. Itma, now on this topic, and we'll go to my lines and we'll stop. Itma, a Ravain, these down payments, Rava Imer, Keneged the Yukaina, he's Keneged the Ravain, that's it. You're not Keneged more than that. You have a deal in place, but you only Keneged. Connected about the money you put as down payment. Rabbi Yechiel Amar, connected Kuleikon. He's kind of connected all of it. Meisve, let's bring Akasha on Rav, who says it's connected only connected the amount that it value. And I say Rav Lechaver, when he says Rav to his friend, security. If I'm Chaser, Evrani Machalach. He says if I'm Chaser, then from buying the product from you, my Eruvin should be my nimchal to you. You should get to keep it. And the other guy says back, if I'm chaser, I'll double your Eruvincha. I'll double your security. I'll pay you back double if I'm chaser. This guy about Tanayim, the Tanayis are Makuyim, Divir Basi. Right? The Tanayis are Makuyim. And the merchant explains, what's Prior Basi? Or Basi is Tamei. This really opens up a whole new sugya, a whole new topic. Or Basi is Tamei, the Amar. Asmachta kanya. That asmachta, Rashi says, asmachta, Rashi's teich, asmachta typically is something which doesn't have a real basis. It's not really, Rashi's lashon is guzma, haftachas guzma. A person's maftiach, his friend, to be saimich, but it's not really, it's something which is exaggeration. Still, it is a kenyan. The Brisa continues, it's good enough, sufficient that he's kind of connected his. A ravine, you're not kind of more than that. Amr, Shimon, Gmil, Medar, Murm, Zmach, Amalai, Ervoni, Yikain. Ava, Machar, Noi, Bias, Esada, Bel, Zuz. That's where he says, my Ervoni should be kind of for me. But if he sells him a house of 1,000 Zuz, Esada, 1,000 Zuz, or probably Machamish Bias, and he paid down 500 out of 1,000, and he didn't specify this down payment or security, Kana, he's a kind of the whole thing, because we understood, it's understood that the money was a down payment for the whole amount. And the rest is like a milva. He owes the rest. He pays over a lot of time. He owes the rest. It's like zak from milva. Now, he says, Gemara, now this is the Kashem Rav. My life, what did the metaltalin? This all is going by karka. But wouldn't we say the same thing applies to metaltalin? But the stomach kind of lukulo, that without explaining otherwise, we say the rovin is kind of everything, just like we said by the field. The $500 is kind of everything. So to buy metaltalin is kind of everything. He says, Gemara, loy. Metaltalin, but the stomach like honey. Metaltalin, when you say it's stam, you're not kind of everything. You're only kind of corresponding to the money. By karka, you kind of everything. What's the difference? Maishna, karka to kaspa kani le mamish. Karka, which you kind of with kesef, one of the reasons you've been kind of karka is kesef, shtar chazaka, so kind of like kuli, kind of everything, even with the down payment. Metatla, kind of like kabuli, mishapara. Metatla, which anyway, you only been kind of mishapara. You're not kind of with, unless you have mashikha, you're not kind of with kesef. Therefore, like kind of like kuli. You're not going to be kind of all with, because corresponding to the deposit, you're not kind of all with the deposit, you're only kind of corresponding to the deposit amount, and therefore, Rav Kasikta is din, the cash from Karka is on a cash, because Rav's talking about Metatlan, and the price talking about Karka, and Mr. Shem will pick up from here, we'll go over this list more again tomorrow, pick up from here, I got to run.